Welcome to the Soviet Union Show. I'm your host, and I'm here with Kane Ely, and he is an American spy. He spies on the Soviet Union to get more information about how the birth of the Soviet Union, about the birth of the Soviet Union. Now introducing yourself.
My name is Kane, and I spy on Russia, and we try to figure out, stuff about the Soviet Union, how did they form, and their government, their leaders, and how they led, and stuff like that.
Now, Jane, what do you think about the birth of the Soviet Union?
So, the Soviet Union has an interesting way of leadership, because they are dictators. And so, most people do not like how they're dictators, and so it doesn't make people very happy. So, Joseph Stalin and other people past that, most of them were dictators, and that meant that they led the government and the people, and they were just the top dog of everybody.
Why do you like talking about this topic?
In my opinion, it's a very cool topic to figure out how the leaders in the government are doing. So, the leaders, they send people to kill other people that could be a threat to them, or when the government does a lot of secret stuff, most of the civilians or the leaders don't get to know about what's going on.
When did the Soviet Union form?
It was formed on December 30th, 1922, and they were led by Joseph Stalin, and it was formed it was formed with a dictatorship, which Joseph Stalin is.
Where did you find out about the birth of the Soviet Union?
I found it out in Russia, and it was announced that Joseph Stalin was leader and had came up with an idea of the government calling it the Soviet Union, kind of, but...
But how did you know all that stuff?
Well, I just interviewed people and asked the people that were there. I asked them what happened, and they said that there was a few different things. It was a lot of different things, but most of the answers said that Joseph Stalin came into power, and it just happened.
How did the birth of the Soviet Union happen?
In 1917, after the Bolsheviks overthrew Nicholas II, Joseph Stalin came into power, and it also happened by four countries signing, a little paper saying that you would be a part of the Soviet Union thing, and it was, they're all countries inside of Russia.
What came with the Soviet Union forming?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that came with the government, and it was really different, the official ruling power, which is the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, and then also a Supreme Soviet came into power, which is like our legislative branch, but they have one too, and it is made up of different people that do different things, but it is made up of a lot of people, with a lot of 1,500 people that all do different things, but it's all for their government.
Why do you think the Soviet Union happened?
It just happened. I don't know how it happened, but it was after the revolution like I said, the Bolsheviks overthrew Nicholas II, and so after that happened, they did all the stuff that I kind of said, they combined it all together, making it the Soviet Union, so the signing, and then having all those countries in the legislative branches, and combining them all, making it like the Soviet Union, so, yeah.
What is one part of the birth of the Soviet Union that you wish did not happen?
I guess lots of it. There is Joseph Stalin with his great purges and the wars, and then there's also Hitler with the Nazis and gassing the Jews in the concentration camps, which did not happen well. There's also the Cold War that introduced nuclear warfare, which is really, really bad. Then we got a lot of other things that I can't really talk about because it's just a lot of stuff. But that's just the main stuff.
Well, this is the end of week's podcast. We hope to see you next week for another episode of the Soviet Union Show.